You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Hey, thanks. Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News is proudly brought to you by our pals at the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant. Yes, the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant. I have, you know what? I'm backpedaling here because we were talking during the, there we go. I'm going to find all my stuff here. The Funny Bone presenting Country Wayne this Friday and Saturday. Funny Bone Comedy Club, Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information, won't you? Country Wayne at the Funny Bone.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, yeehaw. This Friday and Saturday. All right, here we go. I was talking about this, excuse me. Just before we went to the break. There is a paperclip for sale at Barney's, which is a very upscale store in New York. They just started selling a paperclip made by Prada. Prada, the Italian designer. This paperclip is actually a money clip, so it's jumbo sized. You know what I mean? So you're supposed to put money in it.
Yeah.
It's $185.
Oh, wow.
It's $185. It's just a paperclip, though.
Oh, it really is.
It really is.
But yeah, it's same design.
It's not style. I mean, it's made of silver,
but still,
and it's a little bit bigger than normal. But it is absolutely just a paperclip.
So you take all the money out of your pocket, you hand it to them, and then they give you a paperclip, and you have nothing to put in there. That's how it works.
So before the show started, I went online to say, okay, you know. Do you remember, like, when Nordstrom was selling The Rock wrapped in leather for $85
and
served no purpose? You know, these over-the-top things? And I discovered Nordstrom sells a version of this for $25. A giant paperclip that is a money clip.
You know what? Suddenly that asparagus water at Whole Foods doesn't sound too bad.
No.
No.
$185 paperclip from Prada. 2.5 inches tall, made out of polished sterling silver. By the way, if you like, for $185 at Staples, you can get 34,000 regular paper clips.
Oh. See, now that's
just
a
FYI,
yeah.
In case you're curious about that. $185. I can't see it.
And then, yeah, really?
For my no, I don't see it. I'm not seeing it. That's item number one. There you go. $185 paper clip. You know what? In America, you know, there's not enough jobs. It's $185 paperclips.
Item number two.
Yeah.
Takes us to Avon Lake, Ohio, where a guy is facing charges after police say he stole more than 500 signs, claiming that they were an eyesore and a distraction to drivers.
Oh, my gosh.
John Hosel.
You mean like stop.
Was charged with a felony count of receiving stolen property. Police say that the signs valued at more than $5,500 were taken over a period of several months. He just went around taking all the signs from people's yards in the middle of the road. You know, the register now for soccer, Easter, this sunrise service, 7 a.m. I'm reading some of the signs I can see in the picture.
So are any of these actual street signs, or are they all just those advertising types?
It looks like advertising types.
So I saw one today. I was getting on the on-ramp on Rosemont Road, getting onto 264,
mm-hmm.
and it just said daycare, and it had a phone number. And I'm thinking to myself, what kind of person just drives past a daycare, getting onto the highway, and goes, yeah, that's who I want to trust my children to all day long. That's the one. I'm going to call them later and drop my kid off today.
To me, it's the person that all of a sudden is without a daycare provider and needs one in
it's
a pinch.
It's got to hit you
send
in the moment.
Send me a
sign.
Yes. There
it
is.
Exactly.
God wants
need one
me to
in
bring
a
my
pinch.
Kid there.
Yes. If you're taking like a roadside date, might as well have a guy standing there with, God bless daycare sign.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave your kids here at the on-ramp.
Just need money for 420 and daycare.
There
we
are.
Yeah. The police department said they began investigating the thefts after receiving several complaints. They say some of the signs were illegally posted, but most have been granted city approval. Now,
right.
John tells the TV station in Cleveland that he probably shouldn't have taken the signs, and he did express his apologies. But court records show he faces a preliminary hearing coming up this Thursday. But they have a picture of all these signs. It's just piles of them
and
in his yard.
And the thing is, he hung on to them.
Yeah.
So he's a little hoarder-esque.
Yes.
It's one thing to take the signs and throw them away in a dumpster.
Yeah.
It's another thing to hang on to them like your little conquest, that like your little village, your people. Yeah. You run these signs. They don't run you.
Or, yeah, like trophies. Like there is little trophies.
Yes.
He's got this pile of this business expo. Yeah. There's got to be at least 20 of them there.
So does that mean no one showed up?
Yeah. I feel like they could sue him, you know, like for their failed events.
Right.
You know, because
they might be able to. They might be able to. You can sue people over this. I know that happens during elections.
Yeah.
They'll catch people taking the other candidate's signs,
et cetera. We've had that around here.
Yeah. Seeing that thing with the daycare, and like you said, Rod, you need to have just been told that your daycare is closing. To react to something like
that. Yeah, you have nobody, and you have a big meeting at work right now.
Yeah. So it's like, where you at? Yeah. I'll be right there.
Dropping them
off now. What kind of businesses should probably not advertise? Just because it's so haphazard. It's like investment advice.
Yeah.
We need to make some signs and put a number under it.
Yes. Gynecology.
Yes. Vasectomy, mark?
In vitro? Call this number.
Call this number, right. Yeah. Sperm donation?
Right.
That would be pretty great. And see what kind of calls we would get. Like who would call us? What kind of jobs should a funeral home.
Oh, my gosh. Did you imagine?
You know, on what a just plain white sign that just says funerals. Yeah. Number underneath it. Senior care. All right, finally this. Here we go. Speaking of signs and conforming and whatnot. Unbelievable. Has anybody here ever lived in a neighborhood that has a homeowners association?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you get your codes, covenants, and restrictions, your CC&Rs.
Yes, you do.
And you need to conform to those or they can take action against you. Much like what's happening to this poor guy in Stupid News this morning, who was sent a notice to paint his mailbox or pay a $1,000 fine. Unfortunately, the notice never arrived at his house. It was sent to the wrong address. He never saw it.
Okay.
Now they're foreclosing on his home.
Oh, come on.
They have taken on a lien against his house. They're foreclosing against his home.
There's some sort of irony in that it's paint your mailbox, but the notice never made it to that mailbox. Yeah. There's something in there.
Yes.
Wow.
Wesley Chapel. I don't know where this community is. I don't have it in front of me. The association is sending a note to homeowner Joe DeVerd. The problem is Mr. DeVerd says he didn't get the notice until it was too late, and now an address mix-up and some chipping paint may cost him his house. Basically, what it comes down to is my mailbox. Association property manager for the subdivision said his mailbox needed painting, sent out a warning last August, an easy fix. The letter went to his ex-girlfriend who hasn't lived there in years, so it was forwarded apparently to her somehow or another. So it went to the right address, but it had the wrong name on it, so that somehow or another it got forwarded to her new address.
Okay.
In an email to this guy, the association admits that they knew that his girlfriend had been taken off the deed in 2014, but she changed her address, and the management company started forwarding all the communications to her.
Okay.
He still lives there.
Well, it sounds like it's just not his fault.
It's not, but they're not undoing it. I'm trying to figure out how that works. They put a lien against my house. Now they intend to foreclose on it. I don't know who could deal with this kind of stuff. These guys can be tough. Mm. Homeowners associations, nobody to mess with, man. Because it only takes like one motivated person to really make your life a living hell. Miserable. I owned a house in San Diego, and after we left, we rented that house for a while, and I used to get all these nasty notices from the homeowners association because they didn't like the idea that we had renters.
No.
They just didn't like renters.
Right.
There was nothing in there about renting, but they didn't care for the renters. So it was, there's an oil stain on your driveway. Your grass is a quarter of an inch too long. You're not allowed to have a welcome mat that's made out of, you know, this color or whatever it was. It was unrelenting. They were great when we lived there and just crap when we didn't, right?
I had a guy when I first moved here that put up pink curtains in the condominiums that we were in.
And this is why you have this.
And actually pink blinds. Yep. And I remember him coming and saying, I just got a note, I got to take them down. And it was the first home that you'd see when you pull in. And it's and I told him, I said, yep. Listen, I don't want to like take sides here, but your blinds look ridiculous. When you drive in, everybody had the off-white or white blinds, and that looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I said, it's clearly states. I said, I'm not. So you complained. I said, I didn't complain about you. I didn't say boo.
But it was his gender reveal. It's a pink.
But I don't care. It's just. It should be gender neutral. Blinds should be gender neutral, Rick.
Green.
That's why they got these rules, man.
Is
Have you ever seen the house?
Yes.
Yeah. I can. I know of. I know of a house in a very nice neighborhood that does not have curtains. It has bed sheets in the windows,
oh, wow.
And the neighbors have got to be fuming.
Oh.
These are $800,000 houses.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Bed sheets. Really? Really? Come on now. Mm. Come on. That's why you got to have, sometimes you got to, I mean, hey, these things, for the most part, they do a good service. They keep some yahoo from painting his whole house purple.
Yep.
You know, that, which is going to save you when you go to sell your house.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's also just a pain in the ass. Hey, those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why this is
Stupid News.